Chief Justice Mark Cady of the Iowa Supreme Court, along with Justices Daryl Hecht and Brent Appel, face retention elections this November. In such elections, voters are simply asked if each justice should keep his or her job. But many dislike Iowa's judicial retention system. Iowa Public Radio's Sarah Bowden finds out why.
Judges and justices often make unpopular decisions, and these decisions may come back to haunt them come election season. For Supreme Court justices in Iowa, that's every 8 years. But Jessica Levinson of Loyola Law School in L.A. thinks judicial elections should be abolished.
I think that it's problematic for judges when they are making these decisions to think not just what's legally the right conclusion, but just in the back of their mind to think, will this show up in a campaign mailer?
Iowa has had a merit-based system for judicial appointments since the 1960s. The governor selects a justice from a pool of candidates chosen by a judicial nominating commission. Then, to ensure accountability, the public votes on whether an appointee should keep their job. This system was designed to make the judiciary less political, but as Levinson points out, successful candidates often need a lot of money.
Think of who is likely to give a judge money. It's the same people who are likely to give legislators money. It's people who think that they might have some business, usually in front of the judge.
Now, just because someone offers a campaign donation, that doesn't mean a justice has to accept it. For example, back in 2010, former Chief Justice Marsha Ternus, as well as former Justices Michael Streit and David Baker, didn't raise funds for their retention elections. That's even though they were under attack due to a controversial unanimous ruling that legalized same-sex marriage in the state. Justice Baker explains.
Frankly, had we chosen to campaign and form campaign committees, we would have tacitly admitted that we were what we claim not to be, which is politicians.
Baker lost his election, but stands by his choice to not campaign. He also believes that retention elections are necessary in a merit-based judicial appointment system, though he wishes groups like the Iowa State Bar Association had done more to educate the public on the judiciary's role. But not everyone agrees that Baker was correct to stay above the fray.
Those justices deserve to lose their job.
Chris Bono is a political scientist at the University of Pittsburgh. He favors judicial elections and says it was arrogant of Baker, Streit, and Ternus to not make their case to voters and explain the legal basis of their rulings. Bono also disagrees that Iowa's merit-based system insulates the state's judiciary from politics.
The question is, do you want the politics to be transparent? Or do you prefer them to be more closed doors, more behind the scenes? And so this notion that there's a way to put people on the courts does not involve politics or does not involve any kind of interest group lobbying or anything like that is, you know, it's just not true.
Though Bono favors judicial elections, he doesn't like the retention system. Instead, he advocates competitive races with several candidates.
Retention elections, you're running against nobody. You have no idea if you're going to have an opponent or not. And 2 weeks before the election, some could drop a $5 million negative ad buy against you. And if you haven't been raising a lot of money and been out there visible, you're caught flat-footed. And how are you going to compete with that?
Opponents of same-sex marriage used Iowa's 2010 retention election as a vehicle to oppose what eventually became legal in all 50 states. So far, the groups that backed removing the justices 6 years ago aren't showing any apparent interest this time around. That being said, many argue the 2010 retention election has a silver lining. Guy Cook is past president of the Iowa State Bar Association.
The Supreme Court has done considerable outreach, and they now go around the state hearing cases so they can have greater public involvement and people can see how the court works. I think that's been a tremendous benefit.
Cook adds the Bar Association has also taken steps to better educate the public. But regardless of what you think about judicial elections, nearly everyone agrees on one thing. There is no perfect system for judicial appointments. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.
This story is part of our summer series Beyond Iowa Nice, which looks at a number of issues that people in Iowa just don't agree on. You can hear more on this topic later today on Talk of Iowa and River to River. And you can follow Sarah on Twitter at Sarah_Bowden. It's 7:50.